And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 21st of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Ursula K. Le Guin, born in Berkeley, 1929. Her mother was a psychologist. Her father was an anthropologist, Alfred Kroeber, sometimes called the Dean of American Anthropologists. He researched Native American cultures. And so Ursula grew up with Native American myths. When she was young, over the course of 10 years, she wrote 5 novels, none of which were published. Publishers thought the writing was too remote. So she began to write science fiction. And in the genre of science fiction and fantasy, she's been incredibly prolific for the last 4 decades, publishing more than 100 short stories, 20 novels, 11 children's books. Best known for her Earthsea books, a fantasy series taking place in a world populated by wizards and dragons. Ursula Le Guin's advice to writers was to stay focused, and if you have a hard time staying focused, maybe you shouldn't be writing what you're writing. If you lack motivation, maybe writing is not what you should be doing. If writing bores you, that's pretty fatal. It was on this day, 1879, Thomas Edison finally hit on the idea for a workable electric light. People have been trying to make them since the 1820s. They'd chosen the wrong material for the filament. They chose platinum. And Edison tried carbonized cotton thread, a carbon filament that worked very well, and then he came up with a tungsten filament that lasted even longer. One of the effects of the invention of the electric light is that people sleep less than they used to. They used to sleep about 9 hours a night. Since then, it's been about 7.5. And sleep researchers show that if people are deprived of electric light, they'll go back to 9 hours a night. It's the birthday of the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born in Devonshire, England, 1772, author of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, about a sailor who brings a curse on the ship after he kills an albatross. Coleridge once dreamed of starting a utopian village along the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania, a place where there would be no aristocracy. He was under the influence of the French Revolution. But he never went to Pennsylvania. Instead, he got married to a woman named Sarah Fricker, and the two of them moved to a little house in the country where he had a vegetable garden and where he met the poet William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy, who liked to take long walks in the nearby hills. And that was where Coleridge came up with the idea for his famous poem. Here's a poem by Emily Dickinson, a poem entitled As Imperceptibly as Grief. As imperceptibly as grief, the summer lapsed away, too imperceptible at last to seem like perfidy, a quietness distilled as twilight, long begun, or nature spending with herself sequestered afternoon. The dusk drew earlier in, the morning foreign shone, a courteous yet harrowing grace as guest that would be gone. And thus, without a wing or service of a keel, our summer made her light escape into the beautiful. As Imperceptibly as Grief, poem by Emily Dickinson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.